Brother Leroy, please reading 2 Corinthians chapter 4, first to 7.
To 7?
Yeah. No, this is Russian. English this.
Chapter 4, 2 Corinthians, to verse 7. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, though handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have the treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Thank you. I have 3 points in my sermon. Sorry for my English. My English is very poor. I need grace from God. Point number one, God's grace in elections. Apostle Paul said about two groups people, those who believe and unbelievers, who have faith to Jesus and who have blind of minds, who can't see glory of God, who can't see Jesus, believers and unbelievers. Who made this difference? God. God made this difference. God separated human nations for two groups, believers and unbelievers. God's people and lost people. When God made this difference? Before foundations of the world. God separated people from eternity. Before creations earth and sky. Before creations this world. Before creations Adam. God beloved to us in Christ. Sometimes we think, oh, if God loves me, maybe I am a good man. Maybe I am a good person. No. God loves us because he wants love to us. Not we bad men. We bad person. We bad people, really. If we look in our heart, it's terrible. Every time, terrible. But God beloved us from eternity. Why? Covenant of grace. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and covenant of grace. He has done that according to his will. God elected to us for salvation because he will. He will. Not my free will. God's will. God's will. Having elected us to salvation before these foundations of the world, he demonstrated us his grace in our life and our service. God creations. God's salvations, he display to us how great our God. He proclaim mercy of God. Our salvations, it's a demonstrated salvations from God. God mercy, God love it, God all. This humble us. When we're thinking about elections, our pride heart, humble, more and more. Sometimes people say, oh, you speak about elections too much. No. If we speak about elections small, our heart, pride, more and more. If we speak about elections more, we humble. Humble. Second point, grace in salvations. We have been saved by God because of his elections. We have gotten new birth. There are a lot of similarity. How God saved us? He created in spiritual life in our heart. Apostle Paul say, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness had shined in our hearts. Look in the first chapter in Genesis. God say, let there be light. And there was light. It's an illustration, new birth, born again. How God regenerated to us? He says, there have been light. And glory of Christ shined in our heart. God not used instruments. God used personal power in regenerations, in salvations. Reformed people, many times ago, I'm reading a lot of Puritans' book. Thomas Boston, Thomas Watson, Matthew Henry, many Puritans author. Puritans author, he believe in instrumental regenerations. Instrumental regenerations. Sometimes Reformed believe too. What is instrumental regenerations? He believe if you will read the Bible, go to church, pray, and have part of Lord communion, God regenerated to you. He believe religion work is an instrumental for regenerations. Interesting, but what we reading the Bible, Apostle Paul, before regenerations, he go to synagogue. Paul have members of synagogue. He pray to God. He reading Old Testament. He thinking service to God, but he don't knows God. He will blind, spiritual blind. He cannot see true. He spiritual died too before regenerations. He knows lot things about God, but he knows who is God. And on the way in Damascus, God saved to Paul. God regenerated his. And Paul see sunshine, light. Genesis chapter 1, there will be light, and Paul see light. He seen Jesus, he knows who is Jesus. God saved to Paul. God not used instrument. He used only personal power. It's a great. God never uses instruments. He himself does the work by his great power. Interesting. Paul being a persecutor of Christians and adversary. Adversary, correct? Yeah. Adversary. Adversary or adversary? What correct? Paul being persecution of Christians and an adversary. Okay. Forget, Brother Ray. Yeah. After generations, he servant to Christians. It's great change. God grace change to our heart, change our lifestyle, change all. Only grace from God. Grace in salvations. Really, this humble to us. Sovereignty of God, God's sovereignty in salvations. It's a humble. We humble, humble, humble. More, more, more when we're thinking about how great our God. Grace in service. Paul was a great man, really great man. He founded many churches. He has three missionary trips. He preaching many cities. A lot of people hear voice of Paul voice. But Apostle Paul belittles himself. He calls himself a vessel of clay. But we have this treasure in earth vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not for us. Amen. Not of us. Amen. Apostle Paul, he understand true human nature. We only vessel of clay. And he called himself vessel of clay. What is clay? Clay, it's a value. Clay, it's a high price. Clay, no. Clay, we have clay outside. We on top the clay. Sometimes we clean our shoes from clay. Yeah, but great porter, take clay and cups or vessels. Yeah, vessel. Same people. Sometimes I think, God, if Paul called himself vessel of clay, who I am? Maybe dust, maybe dirt. No clay. Paul clay. I'm dust, God. We can use it clay, but we can use it dust. But God, he's used what he want. One time God used a donkey. Yeah. God great potter. When we thinking, God, I'm vessel of clay only, this is humble to us. Humble. Why God saved to us? Because he beloved to us. Why God used us? Because he want glorified his name. God make all for glorified his name. Thank you, God, for elections. Thank you, God, for salvations. Thank you, God, for privilege serve to him. It's great privilege, really. Sometimes, oh, God, I need more time for serving to you. It's not correct. Now's God and service to God. Service to God's people, it's a great privilege. Great privilege. We have been chosen to be saved to salvations by him. We have been born again by his power, by him. We get all we need for our service from him in order to worship him for being his servants. God is great. It's good, brothers. Thank you. God bless you.